is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Uninen, a Swedish trade union that represents about 600,000 private sector employees in Sweden, has set up a hotline for workers to report instances of mansplaining in an effort to raise awareness of a certain kind of condescending elocution that men use to explain to women things they already understand. Over the past few months, Wang Shishu, 56, has helped organize a national movement in China against Walmart. Labor strikes have hit stores in the South simultaneously. There have been boycotts in the Northeast. In Shenzhen, where Walmart opened its first outlet in China 22 decades ago, employees have filed a lawsuit demanding back pay. Changes in hours and schedules prompted the action, and the government seems conflicted about how to respond. UNESCO estimates that 1.6 million Chinese artifacts left the country illegally in the 19th and 20th centuries. One recent study of CEO tenure found that the percentage of forced turnover tripled between 1970 and 2006. In addition, the average duration of tenure has fallen. 1984, 35% had a job for 10 years or more, and in 2000, only 15% had. By 2009, it was down to 6 years. Minnesota police officer has been charged with second-degree manslaughter after prosecutors determined he acted unreasonably in shooting and killing Philando Castle, a black man whose girlfriend streamed the aftermath on Facebook. College students across U.S. campuses rallied to urge administrators to protect students and employees against immigration action under a Trump presidency. 300 or more U.S. companies, including Mars, Levi's, Starbucks, and others, have urged President-elect Trump to not abandon the Paris climate deal. The Overton window, named after researcher Joseph Overton, describes the range of subjects that the mainstream media deems publicly unacceptable to discuss. Social media breaks through that window on both the left and the right. About 3.5 million Obama voters in 2012 didn't cast ballots for Clinton in 2016. Compared with 2012, Clinton dropped 1.8 million African-American voters, 1 million aged 18 to 29, 1.8 million 30 to 44, 2.6 million Catholics, and nearly 4.5 million voters with family incomes of $30,000 or less. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.